Hello and welcome to the Brawl News, your podcast for all the latest tips, tricks, and insights about Brawl Stars. I'm your host, Xander, and today I've came up with some hypercharge concepts. Actually, that's a lie. I came up with these about a week ago, but I just really didn't have the time to record, and then when I did, I kind of wanted to do other stuff, such as play Brawl Stars, but today I found the time. It is Sunday. It might not be out till Monday, depending on how long it takes me to get out this episode, as long as it doesn't take too long to edit it. But overall, I am happy I can get this out. So before we hop into the, the actual video, I am going to go over some announcements. So, first of all, I had a soccer game today. That was cool. We lost. We got absolutely smoked by the team. I can't say for reasons of prep, but you know, we lost 4-2, which is pretty bad. I played pretty good. I played attacking mid as usual. I played okay. I didn't play the best, but like overall our team just kind of sucked. We just got destroyed. There's this guy, he's like Russian or something, and he was super good and just destroyed our team. But now that we have that out of the way, since my game ended about like 7 hours or 5 hours ago, but it was a 2-hour drive to get home, and I ate McDonald's and I had a Big Mac, so I'm really, really stuffed because I'm not big, so I can't eat too much because I just get full super easy. Like the other day, I couldn't finish my supper because I ate like an entire pack of nibs before eating, so that's kind of a bad idea. Sorry if my voice kind of sounds kind of quiet or tired. I'm just really tired because after I went to a mall and then I ate, so I'm kind of tired. But this episode's gonna be really cool, so I hope you guys enjoy. Anyways, so if you don't know, it's hypercharge concepts for the rare and super rare. I already have all the other rarities ready, but I don't want to do them right away because I want to spread out my videos so they don't end up like back to back to back and then no episodes for 4 weeks, you know? So I'm sorry that I didn't record in a while. I am trying to find the time, but it's really hard to with school, and I don't really have any time to because I get home, I either have to practice clarinet or do homework, and once I've done that, I'll have soccer or I'll be working out, which takes about a bit of time, and then after that, I have supper. So it's a busy schedule, but hopefully I'll be able to fit more in with you guys. I really like recording, and also, we just hit 1,500 plays, which is awesome considering we only have 24 episodes. So our latest episode got really popular, so thanks to everyone who listened. I'm pretty sure it's from a lot from Eternal Brawl because I became an advertiser on one of those podcasts. I'm sorry, I had to do it. I needed more listeners, but it's definitely spiked our listening by like 50 people. So hopefully these people stay because that'd be really cool, and I appreciate every single one of you. And so yeah, let's just hop right into the news. Alright, now, so for the news, we don't really have that much, but there's a bit to talk about. I mean, the new season happened. It was pretty awful. I'm kind of having second thoughts about what I rated the episode. I kind of unhappy about Hypercharge now, because 5k gold is going to be hard to get. But that's not really what I'm unhappy about. I'm unhappy about them releasing 6 brawlers with Hypercharge. So that's why I came up with these concepts, because Brawl Stars, if you're listening, you can just take these, you know? That'll work, like, feel free to do that. I mean, oh, my phone turned off, but feel free to do that, that'd be great. I mean, we might as well start off with the first brawler, and that is Nita. So sorry if some of these names are very unoriginal, it took me like 2 hours, I was up to like 11 making these. That was only for rare and super rare. It took me about like 6 hours in total to make this list because I wanted to work hard on this. I wanted it to be a good episode. I want it to be different. I don't want it to be boring. I hope it isn't. I hope my voice doesn't sound too like one-toned, but I'll start off with Nita. So Nita's is called Unleash the Demon Bear. So that's a very cheesy name. I am so sorry. But that's kind of just the way I am. I have the most awful humor. It's like super dry. And like, I'm like that guy that's almost like so unfunny. It's almost funny, but it's actually not that funny. I'm just like, I just don't make jokes. Except sarcasm, but it's called... So, Unleash the Demon Bear. Ooh, what a name. Bruce attacks slow enemies as well as buffing his HP. So, basically, what this would do is when he attacks someone, they get slowed. And it basically, they can't escape you. I think that'd be really good. It'd only be like a 1 second slow. But that would be super great because he could just... dominate. Sorry if you hear me moving around. I am trying to grab some stuff because I have to. But the next one is Rosa, and it's called... Sorry, some ASMR there. It's called Super Soil, and basically what it does is Rosa's super will deal damage to anyone near her. So basically, if you're in like a 4-tile radius for outside of her, you will receive damage, which I think would be super good. I think that'd be an awesome buff because basically everyone has to stay away. And then it also increases her shield percentage by 15. So now she has a huge shield, which would be really good. And I don't know how good that would be, but I feel like it's cool. And remember, these are all super buffs because from the 6 that have been released, we will now know that, like, it seems like it's going to be super. That could change up. So keep that in mind. And I'm also trying to make these balanced, unlike the recent ones. Supercell, I'm talking to you, even though you're not listening because you don't listen to Brawl Stars podcasts. Unless maybe that guy who was on a Brawl Stars podcast is, because... one of the, probably my favorite Brawl Stars podcast episode ever, like, for any podcast has came out. It's, by The Brawl Show, great podcast, and I really enjoyed it. And it's so cool, they were able to, like, collab with an actual person who works at Supercell. So they collabed with the voice actor of Bull, and it was super cool. Totally go check it out. Just search up The Brawl Show on anything, except I don't know if they're on YouTube, but search it up. It'll come up. Super good podcast, rated 5 stars. You probably know about them considering they're more popular than my podcast is. But with all that aside, I'll move on to Barley, which is called Speedy Service. So Barley's super will hit the ground like 75% faster, as well as slowing enemies caught in his super. So that basically means his super is like a guaranteed kill, which I feel like would be super good. And Brock's is going to be called the Burning Rockets, so I don't know how good this would be. This probably actually sucks, but the rockets from Brock's super deal 750 damage per second for 5 seconds, so I don't think his rockets leave stuff on the ground, do they? Correct me if I'm wrong. If I am, this is the most useless star power there ever has, so please don't bully me over this. But also, in the Q&A, sorry I'm so disorganized, I'm very tired, dude. I should go to bed, even though it's only 7:30. I was just watching The Matrix last night, so I'm a bit tired. I stayed up a bit too later than I should have, because I needed to get rest, and that's kind of why I didn't eat cake. So. Sorry, I'm so tired. But anyways, as I was saying, the next brawler is El Primo, and it's called Wrestler's Hidden Talent. So I didn't know what to name this, so I just did that. Remember, this was like 10 o'clock when I was doing this. And then, so El Primo recovers 3,000 health points while in the air. So this one kind of sucks. I get it. Kind of boring. But it's called Poco Loco. Poco's super deals the same amount of damage as healing. And that's all for the rares. Just wait up for future episodes because they're going to be super good. I have some amazing concepts that I actually like. But I won't spoil that because I don't want to. I am sorry. I'll probably, if you hear lots of cutting, I'm going to be cutting out the silence so it doesn't sound like anything, because I've been taking like 5-second pauses, which is bad. I'm just recording on the Apple app. And also, I know I'm already like 10 minutes into the episode, and we are, I should have already talked about this in the announcements, but I guess I should go over the Q&A. So, for episode, whatchamacallit, 24, the question was, do you have any good TV show recommendations? So I didn't talk about this because I forgot to and I was just doing it. And basically what they said, the man, the myth, the legend, Connor from Brawl Stars All Stars podcast said, The Hunger Games, and The Hunger Games is amazing. I haven't watched the show because I don't do that. I read the books, though. I read the first one, the second one, the third one, and the prequel. I don't think there's another one, but if there is, that'd be super cool, and I'll read it. I've also, like, read all the Maze Runners, all the Harry Potters, but I haven't watched the books. I've read all the Narnias. So, as you can tell, I really like books. There's also another one I'm trying to remember. It was, like, the Seven Daggers or something. I don't remember. It was called Six of Crows. I just checked, and it's a really good book. Check it out from your library. The second one is really good, too. It's, like, this super, super interesting book. I really liked it. It's kind of, like, real, it's kind of like sci-fi, it's almost real, it's super realistic actually, kind of, not really, but like, it's cool, it's a good book, I would totally check it out. I've also read all the Lord of the Rings, and I've also read like a bunch of comics. I read Tintin, like every single Tintin book, which is like 30, and I've read those like 20 times each, because when I was bored like a couple years ago, my grandpa gave me a bunch of Tintin books, and I would just read those over and over all day. Like, they're such good books. If you haven't read them, they're like from the 80s, and some of the stuff is stereotyped, so you kind of just gotta forget that, but the book is amazing. The drawing style is super cool, and I'll keep you entertained, so I would suggest that. They're like 30-minute reads if you're fast like me. And if you're not, it's more like 45 minutes. I've read them in like 15, depending on them. But the second one was Kaka, and he said, or Kaka, I'm sorry, I don't know how to say your name. He says, not really, I just watch Finnish shows. Oh, that's cool, you're from the home of Supercell. Well, Finland is a super cool place. I really want to visit it one day, maybe when I'm older and I'm, like, hopefully successful and have a job that is well-paying enough that I can actually travel. And if that is, I will definitely check out Finland because it seems cool. And there's also other stuff, like, they're really good hockey, but I don't really watch that sport. I'm sorry if I'm forgetting stuff that Finland's good for. I know their football team kind of sucks, football or soccer, whatever you want to call it, but I think their team is kind of bad. I mean, I don't know how bad they are, but I don't remember them being good, is all. But that was it for the Q&A. Thanks for everyone who responded. I accidentally deleted it, so that's probably why. And then for the better skin, I closed it after one day, so I only got 2 votes. And both of you said Miss Fortune Tara. So thanks to everyone who did the Q&A. Sorry, this is middle of the episode. And, oh yeah, by the way, we've been averaging really good plays per episode. We've been averaging, like, 80 or something, which is really good. And like, that's awesome. I appreciate all of you. I also appreciate the 21 followers. So, considering we have 21 Spotify followers, if all of you left a 5-star review, we'd have a lot. And that would be great. Also, so that's awesome. And also, I didn't know how many people, like, it's surprising. There's 7% of you who listen from Ireland. That's really cool. And then apparently, I'm number one podcast for gaming in Singapore, so that's kind of a flex. Not trying to brag, but I am the most listened gaming podcast in Singapore for some reason. Or it says, like, gaming and leisure combined. It says I'm the most listened, which is kind of cool. I don't know how we're having listeners. We have listeners from Malaysia, like less than 1%, though. Like, hardly anyone listened. We have listeners from Saudi Arabia, from Nigeria, Australia. We have listeners from the Isle of Man. That is so cool. I'm trying to remember where Isle of Man is. Isle of Man, where is it? Wow. It's 1 day and 11 hours from where I am. That is so cool. I don't know exactly what it is, but it seems really cool. The Peel Castle, the Great Laxi Wheel. That's so cool that we have people from all over the place. Like, I can't believe that. That's so cool. And then we have people from, like, all over the place. So I appreciate all of you. I think there's about, like, 50 different places. And it seems like most of you guys have Amazon Alexas, because that's what most of my listeners are from. And speaking of Amazon Alexa, I have a Google speaker, right? And one of my favorite podcasts is Zyronian Brawl Academy, and they're a very good podcast. Check them out. They upload a lot more regular than me. They're kind of a similar podcast to me, but I'd say they're a bit more consistent, a bit better, if you ask me. And it's really cool that, but sadly, it's impossible. Like, hey Google, play the latest episode of Zyronian Brawl Academy, a Brawl Stars podcast.
I look for irony in Brawl Stars.
Yeah, that's just what it says. So sadly, I can't do that. I have to, like, fiddle around with my phone and then connect it to my speaker, which is sad. But other than that, I love the podcast. Keep it up, Drainix. And I also collabed on his channel, or on his podcast, like, back in July, if I'm remembering correct. Also, if you want to check out, I have a TikTok. I might link it. I don't know. You can search it. It's Zemith Y. Also, speaking of social, since I'm doing a shameless plug, I would like to say that I have a bunch of new YouTube videos, and some of them already have 100 views, and I also have some big videos planned. My brother released a montage. I don't know if I talked about that. It has 130 views, which is crazy. I also released one that didn't do too good, probably because it had an amazing song that was just not for everyone. Trophies on My Mind by Swaggeriffy, and maybe that's not why it's not that possible. Popular, but if all of you listen to Falling Faster, it could have a lot of views. And also, if all of you subscribed, I mean, it's free, it helps me out a lot. And I would also like to say that you can also, like, check out other channels like this. There are some good ones, only if you want to. You don't have to, but like definitely check out, I'm trying to think, if you want some good Brawl Stars content, I would definitely check out what's his name, oh yeah, if you want a cool montage, his name is Shadow of Brawl Stars. He's super good. It's crazy. Like, also, I've been watching a lot of Small, and I actually watched, like, so many of his videos over the summer, considering he has a lot. But, like, I would suggest those. Those are just some random suggestions. Sorry that I'm becoming, like, annoying. But, like, anyways, sorry, trying to find something. Okay, I'm just gonna get back into the video because I've been rambling for a long time and you guys hate that. I hope you don't, but you probably do. Okay, Apex is called Cheat Code. Wow, what a cool name. It's actually okay. Apex gets super fast movement in his turret's area, as well as the turret is buffed 25%. So I feel like this would be awful. It's not that good, but it would help him out because now he's super fast in his turret. Also, Rico's is called Healing Malfunction, so any allies caught in Rico's super will be healed for the same amount as his damage. So now his super gives, like, his teammates a full heal, and it pierces too. So this would be OP, in my opinion. It'd be super good. And also Gus's, which, speaking of OP, it's called Spooky. Gus's super, if hit on other players, will remove all their ammo and super they have charged up. So that might be a bit OP now that I think about it. Sorry. But Dynamics is just simple, bigger boom. You know what it'll do. Bigger area and more damage. What would you expect? And also, Dale's is called You See Me Rollin'. So his super length is increased by 2 times, 100%. And Tick is called The Inescapable Head. Tick's head now does 50% more damage and runs 100% faster, so now it's impossible to run away from and does more damage. Carl's is called Slowing Spin, and enemies near Carl's super gets slowed for 40%, which would be good. And then Jesse's is called Self Rebuild. Turret regens 2,000 health per second, so it's just like unkillable for a certain amount of time. That's all the rares, right? I'm not missing any. I'm just double checking because Jackie's already been done, right? By rarity. Just double checking. Sorry. Okay, I did get everyone. Did I get Penny? I forgot Penny. So Penny's is going to be called Powerful. Oh no, Slowing Barrels. You get it. Penny's things slow her down. 4, slow down enemies when they're caught inside, which would be super good. And also, the super, like the cannon, whatchamacallit, goes 50% faster in the air. Actually, 2 times faster, so now it's, like, impossible to dodge. And it also shoots out, like, a bunch of, it shoots out, like, 50% faster, so the unload is faster. So, I just came up with that on the fly. I hope it's good. And that's about it for the episode and the Q&A, which will be... Oh yeah, any Q&A questions you have, you can... If you don't have Spotify, you can answer on my YouTube channel. I will definitely be answering them. And you can also answer in the Discord. I already put that in, so I'll answer it another time. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see y'all in the next one.